Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. We have Dan Hanneman on. That's Dan Hanneman. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com. From Crystal Lake, Illinois, www.blockbusteryourpath.com. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's great to hear from you. Before we get this interview started, we need for our listeners to know how to reach you.
Yes, you can reach me by going, you can call me at 815-788-0471, or you can go to my website at www.blockbusteryourpath.com. And you could also email me at dan@blockbusteryourpath.com.
Okay, great. Why don't you start off by, telling our listeners a little bit about you. I mean, where you're from, where you're at, large family, small family.
Right, yeah. I grew up in I had a sister and with my parents, and we grew up in the suburbs of Chicago here, and I had a good childhood, loving parents, and I was a shy kid though. I was pretty withdrawn and to myself as I was growing up, but I had a lot of imagination and creativity and was always busy creating new games, board games, and journaling and doing all kinds of story writing and stuff like that. And as I continued to grow up, so to speak, and move on with my life, I continued to get more social and find ways of really kind of breaking through my own blocks, breaking through the blocks of being shy and reserved. And coming from the family that I came from, I got the values of working hard and loving, being very, very loving. And so just coming from the family that I came from, I just really learned unconditional love, and I think that's taken me a really long ways too, in connecting with people, because I'm really good. I really developed a strong ability to connect with people at a deep level. I really think that's really important on so many levels, and in business. So coming from the family I did, my parents, it's like I couldn't do any wrong, and in their eyes, and they always supported me, and I really credit them for that. And but just like any other parents, I grew up with my own blocks, and I had blocks to trusting myself, and I got messages through growing up through my parents and the educational system that I had to conform and do things in a certain way. And you put these boxes around yourself, and it wasn't until as an adult now that I started stepping out and becoming an entrepreneur and all those kinds of things that I've really kind of fully started to shed that shell of mine that I put around myself and to show up more powerfully in the world. And so really my upbringing was one with a lot of love, and certainly we had our issues like any other family, but that I would say is the number one thing is the work ethic. They were both entrepreneurs. My mom and dad were both entrepreneurs, and my mom was an accountant and my dad was in lawn maintenance, and they both struggled for the most part. My mom eventually did do very well. She had a nice accounting practice. But a lot of it was a struggle. But I really learned that you wanted to make your own mark in the world and to do your own thing, rather than just kind of going into the system. And so that's really what my inspiration was, to become an entrepreneur. And And actually, the thing that I mentioned on interviews a lot of times is, you know, I actually would help my parents. I'd be like, you know, why are you doing that? Why don't you do this or that with your business? And I just remember doing that a lot. And I guess that's what I, you know, kind of what I do now.
So when you first believed that you could accomplish a part of your life mission, because most of our big thinkers, their business is part of their life mission. What factors would you say came into play where, you know what, I think I really need to strike out on my own because this, that, or the other, or what was it that fed you up?
Right. What my inspiration was, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, always wanted to be on my own ultimately, but I took the traditional path at first, going through school and going out into the work world. I was a copier salesman for a while. And although, you know, I loved sales and connecting with people and getting out there, I was not somebody who loved copiers. That was not my thing. But I stuck with that for a few years, and that's actually like an eternity for that business. And then I decided to go back into school and got into counseling. And again, I kind of took the traditional path and then started helping people who were chronically mentally ill. And then I worked with an employee assistance program, helping people with, you know, all kinds of different issues, relationships, anxiety issues, depression, et cetera. But then the real impetus for me to say yes and to go fully on my own, I was already seeing people in private practice while I had that EAP job as a counselor, but I really got the impetus when my daughter was born. I was like, I really want to spend time with my daughter, and I want to have my own schedule. I want to be able to do things on my own time. And so that was really the impetus to get out there. And then when I started getting out there, what happened was is I was finding a lot of people that were not really doing what they wanted to do, that were struggling, and they just kept talking about the stuff they wanted to do, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't seeing how they were really, you know, taking action on what they wanted to do. And I just really felt a calling to help them. And so I started to take my expertise of helping people with their psychological blocks and you know, those deeper issues that they have. And I started to help them to break through those blocks so that they could have to first clarify what their soul's calling as a business is, and then to help them to begin to answer that soul's calling as a business. So that was my path, was just along the road of my own discovery of what I was really being called to do. I saw a need, I connected with what they were struggling with, and you know, and I decided to start serving people in that way, because I just have a quick intuitive mind when I'm working with people to see what's going on with them and where they might be blocked and what they could be doing, not only with the mental blocks, with just psychologically, but also in terms of what they're doing with their marketing and everything else. So that's what my path has been. Just finding how I can help people.
Now, I noticed that sometimes what we may use as a person's life mission, that term that you use that's similar to that is their soul's calling. So I know that, you know, in your work with entrepreneurs, that you help them identify their soul calling as a business. And so could you tell us or elaborate a little bit more about, you know, what you mean when you say a soul's calling?
Yeah, a soul's calling, and I do have a definition for that. A soul's calling would be something that's really unshakable, deep, and a meaningful purpose that your soul is compelled to fulfill. So it's an unshakable, deep, and meaningful purpose that your soul is compelled to fulfill. And so look at the things that just keep popping up again and again. Like if you're doing one business, or if you're in a job and you keep getting this idea to do something, you know, maybe I'm going to start a business repairing cars or whatever the business is, or starting in real estate. Or if you keep getting that vision, you keep connecting with that, and it really, you know, it's got a real deep and unshakable, you know, feeling to it, you know, that's a real clue that this is a soul's calling for you, and you can't. It's something you can't really escape entirely. I mean, you can keep avoiding it, but it's something that just keeps gnawing at you. Keeps might even keep you awake at night sometimes. I mean, it's like no matter how, it's like it's right in front of you. It's like you're being guided down a path, but you keep going on another direction. But you keep getting drawn back into that path to answer that soul's calling as a business. And the minute that you say yes to it and you really start aligning yourself to it, you'll find that you experience challenges. Your mental blocks will start coming up, but that, you know, you really start to feel a sense of being in your personal power, and all kinds of doors start to open for you as you start to answer, you know, start answering that soul's calling. But that soul's calling is, it's just like an inner guided missile, and it's just ready to be launched inside of you, and it's just something you can't ignore. So it is that thing that just keeps at you. You can't ignore.
So what techniques or processes would you use to, you know, help a person, you know, reach their soul calling, or, you know what it is that they want to do? I mean, what type of process would you use for that?
Right. Yeah, there's a few different ways. You know, one of the ways is I offer individualized and in a group setting, I help people through a few different ways. First is identify just what are your top five passions. And so I help people identify what those are clearly. There's a process that I use that comes from the Passion Test, which is a best-selling book, and I'm certified to do that work. And I help you to identify what those are, and then once you get clear on what your top five passions are, then I take you through a guided process, so where you're able to connect with your own guidance, your own knowing, your own intuition, so that you begin to connect with all the ideas and the visions that are attached to that soul's calling. And what people find through the process, too, is they see how they're meant to serve people. And once you see how you're meant to serve people, then the marketing becomes, you know, much easier to come up with. Then you can see how we can start to put the pieces together, how you might tap into your market and all those things. It all flows from a deeper knowing state, a deeper connection. And that's really, when you look at like laws of manifestation, things like that, they always talk about you need to have that feeling inside of you. And when you're really aligned with your passions and your soul's calling, you just cannot do anything but succeed, because it's something that's really aligned with who you are and what you're really authentically meant to do in the world. So I help people through that type of process, and I also help them through the process through my own intuition. So when I'm working together with people individually and even in groups, I can say to the person, you know, here's what I'm feeling, and this is what I'm seeing, and I get really. Sometimes I get really, really clear messages about that, and I'm able to share that with people and guide them to realizing that in their life.
Wow, and that's real, you know, beautiful how you brought up, and, you know, especially as a man, we don't really hear too many men talking about their intuitive side and how you can just, from listening to these people, know what comes to you, and it's something that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So how did you turn this passion into a workable business? And did you partner with anyone to make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm finding is that, yeah, partnering is really important. I mean, that's probably the, you know, any successful businesses that we see are partnering with people. And like right now, I'm partnering, for example, with two other people to do a telesummit. We have a whole bunch of speakers, including the people from the Passion Test, my teachers and mentors, Janet Atwood and Chris Atwood, and people like David Nagel and Beth Davis, people that your audience may or may not recognize. But we have all these amazing speakers to help entrepreneurs to become successful during these more challenging times. It's called Turn Hard Times into the Best of Times. And if people are interested in signing up, we've got six amazing evenings of interviews with these people, and I'm telling you, these people are really phenomenal entrepreneurs. So if you go to www.turnhardtimesintothebest.com, you'll be able to learn more about it. That's www.turnhardtimesintothebest.com. And we actually put together a 12-step blueprint for success for people as they listen to these speakers and go through their own processes to connect with their intuition. They get the actual blueprint of how to become successful starting, you know, immediately. So I highly recommend you go check that out, www.turnhardtimesintothebest.com. But, yeah, I mean, that's just one example. And, yes, the partnering, I'm finding, you know, I have found over this last 6 months even especially that the more I'm working together with people that have the large databases and all the connections and everything, it obviously accelerates your business greatly. So it is a big key to success.
So what would you what would be the biggest advice or quality you could share with our audience that helps you the most?
I would say, for me, a lot of it has to do with intuition. I mean, of course, you can have all the intuition and not follow it, though, right? So you need to be listening to what your intuition is. I know, I'm sure you do that, right? I mean, even though you may not call it that, you get a feeling about something, you get an intuition about something, and then you take action. And that's what it takes. It just takes you to be clear in the moment of what the next steps are and start taking those steps. So, you know, but it does take time to listen. That's why I love this platform that you have, is Think Big. I mean, because, you know, you can, if you're going to think, you may as well think big, right? So when you're thinking about things, to be connecting with those higher ideas that are coming to you all the time, but you shrink down, you say, I'm not good enough, or I can't handle that, you know, who am I to do that, all those kinds of things. And those are the things that just need to be cleared. And that's part of the work that I do with my clients, is to help them to see that those are just, you know, false limiting beliefs, and to see the other side of it, that there's nothing that's there to stop you. It's all an illusion, really. And you have all the power within you to realize those higher visions that come to you. So it's being clear in the moment what your next step is. Of course, you know, when you're doing big projects, you need to organize yourself and to see the end in mind and backward plan and all that good stuff. But really, you need to be in the moment, because things can change, and you always need to be ready for that next higher idea and to take action.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Dan, can you please get out your contact information once more so that all of our listeners who may just now be tuning in can reach you?
Absolutely. My phone number is 815-788-0471. That's 815-788-0471. I'd be more than happy to talk to you. In fact, anybody from your show that contacts me within the next hour, I'll provide them with a free consultation and an intuitive reading of where they are and where they might want to go, a free 20-minute consultation. So anybody that calls within the next hour will receive that. The other thing you can do is check out my website, going to www.blockbusteryourpath.com, www.blockbusteryourpath.com. And if you go there, I do have a Blockbuster starter kit, and that'll give you tools and information that'll help you to have more success starting immediately.
Now, I'd like to ask you something about your name. I think that's a great name. So how did you come up with Blockbuster Path?
Blockbuster Path, yeah, that's interesting. That's a good question. I don't know. It came over time. I mean, I came up with actually, I didn't come up with it. My wife came up with the name The Blockbuster, because we were talking about, well, what is it that I'm really doing with people? And, you know, well, it's clearing the blocks, this and that. She just says, oh, the Blockbuster. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds good. I like that. So we went with that. And then I had a different business name before. And then we're looking at, okay, you know, we need to get everything branded correctly. So we were looking at Blockbust. And then I was thinking about, I work with a lot of people that are metaphysical or, you know, spiritually minded. And a lot of times what I find is there's a certain segment of those folks that get into the idea that, you know, things are just kind of part of their path, or, you know, we'll see. Well, whatever happens was for the highest good, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, so I'm not of that school. You know, I'm the type that, you know, create what you desire, tap into what it is that you're wanting to invoke into your life. And so I came up with the idea that to really, you know, it's about getting through that nonsense that we come up with. So whether it's the new thought type of people, metaphysical people that are thinking along those lines, or if it's, you know, because the other thing that comes up is, oh, people look at astrology and all these different things. Sometimes that stuff is extremely helpful. But sometimes people look at this kind of stuff and then they say, well, you know, Mercury is in retrograde, you know, for example. And that's when, like, oh, all these bad things happen. So I can't do anything right now. And, you know, the truth is those things may have an effect on people. But the fact of the matter is people that will thrive during all that stuff. So the truth is it's really ultimately there may be an effect, but you can go beyond all that. You can clear all that, even if it is having any effect on you. You can clear all those things. And so my thing is whether you're a new thought metaphysical person or if you just feel like, hey, I'm on this path, I need to keep working hard and I need to just keep doing what I'm doing, and but yet there's that part of you that says, no, I want to do something else, and I'm here to clear you of your blocks so that you can get on the path, your higher path, the path that you really want for your life. And so that's really where that Blockbuster path came from. It's about busting through the blocks and to so people can realize their higher path, the highest path possible, because there's always more. There's always a higher idea. There's always more to be actualized through each and every one of us. So I'm here to help to bring that out in people as entrepreneurs.
You know, that's great how you said that, you know, your life's partner collaborated with you on the name and how you took that and then you both, you know, brought it to where you are right now, which
right.
And you did mention something that I was going to ask you as far as when you mentioned branding. So can you share what steps did you take to build that brand and the creative marketing techniques that you tried or you still try?
Right. Well, I mean, everything I do has to do with Blockbusting. So I've got the Blockbuster starter kit, and so I don't have any, I wouldn't say it's anything advanced, but it's just like everything I do has to do with Blockbusting. So like I said, the Blockbuster starter kit that I mentioned that you can get at my website, the website is www.blockbusteryourpath.com. We've got Blockbusting 101 is a class that I offer periodically to help people to realize their you know, their higher path in business and life. And you know, everything, and then I have the Blockbust power up session, which with that what I do is I tap within people's energy field, because, you know, we are all energy. There is a, you know, all energy is there for us to connect with. I mean, sometimes people might think it sounds a little weird, but it's not really. Think about it. You get feelings, you get intuitions about people all the time, and that's really all that I do. I just am able to tap in at a deeper level than maybe the average person. And when I tap into their energy field, I'm able to identify their blocks, their subconscious blocks, their deeper blocks that might be going on. And then I'm able to, energetically, there's a way I have to start clearing those. And then I also process all that stuff directly with my client. So that's a Blockbust. And then my technique that I use, the actual clearing technique I just mentioned, is the Blockbust energetic release technique. So So as you see, everything is about blockbusting, and to build that, I mean, to get the word out, I mean, everybody knows me as the Blockbuster. So, and then they start hearing about Blockbuster Your Path Radio, which is, you know, I have a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, and so yeah, everything comes down to blockbusting.
Yeah, and by the way, I'd like to share with our listeners that I've listened to your show, and it was a great show, and you guys really should take the chance to go over there to his radio show. Not right now, but when the interview's over, blockbusterpathradio.com, was it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's www.blogtalkradio.com. And then /blockbusterpath, and we have all kinds of different experts in blockbusting in different areas, and just people that'll help you to live more in your passion and your purpose to have the success you're looking for.
Now, what if you had 5 minutes to give the key to business success? What step-by-step method would you share with our listeners?
The key, you said the key to business success?
Yeah, I mean, far as, you know, because a lot of our big thinkers, they're in, you know, different types of industries, different businesses. So we always like to have them share with us that, you know, their point of view and what they've been through, you know, what would their steps be?
Right. Well, I would say, again, I really feel strongly about tapping into your intuition. I really do. I feel if you know, if you were to look at any successful entrepreneur, you'll find intuitive people that are following their intuition. So the biggest key is to start listening to the ideas that you're already getting, not to shut them out, but to start writing them down. You know, start taking the time to do things like meditating, asking questions. You'd be surprised, you know, if you were to, you know, have a private conversation with the most successful people out there, you would hear a lot of them start talking about how they take the time to really think things through, and they're really connecting with their intuition. Take the time to draw out the plans. So really, I mean, I would have them to get clear on their soul's calling as a business, that the thing that's deep and meaningful to you. If it's not something that's deep and meaningful to you, there's no energy flowing into what you're doing. You want to go with the thing that you're most passionate about, the thing that's calling you the most. So make sure you're connected with that. So take the time to do that. You know, talk to someone like me, or, you know, go through, just take the time to do your own process, to get clear. Write down a list of all the things you're passionate about, and start narrowing it down to what you're most passionate about. You know, you can do the processes I talked about, the guided processes, to get clear about what that is. Just asking questions, you know, what's my soul's calling as a business? You know, what's the highest vision for my business? You know, what does that look like? What does it look like, you know, 10 years from now, or even, you know, even 20 or 30 years from now, and then going back from there, and seeing all the steps along the way, so to just really take a look at what the path is, and then when you can start to see that, then it helps you to identify what it is that your you know, shorter term goals are, and when you start to see that, then, you know, those things are not, you know, it's not being attached to whatever it is that comes up, but it is about having an idea, having a direction, and constantly being open to the best and highest idea that will forward you in your business. So I would say it's about just getting, it really is about getting clear about what it is that you're doing as a business, who you're meant to serve, and continuing to take the actions that you hesitate to take. When you're thinking about calling, you know, whoever that next big person is that looks like a big person, you need to just take that step. You need to move through your challenges. And a lot of times we talk about effortless manifestation. I even talk about that. But it doesn't mean that you don't run into your challenges. In fact, you'll have more challenges as you step into the things that are bigger for you. You'll find more challenges along the way, because you'll be tested. You have to clear out your mental blocks, any things that's holding you back. So So I would say that you really need to get clear about what it is that you're meant to do, and then how can you be of the greatest service to people through what it is you're meant to do, and to take massive action on that.
Now, and your clients and the different entrepreneurs that you work with, what are some of the main mental blocks or challenges that you find them having? Because I know that after you deal with so many people, you can start recognizing patterns, and you can be that much faster in coming up with answers to their problems. So what's one of the challenges that you seem to hear a lot?
Well, some of the big ones are, one of the biggest ones actually that I encounter is I'm not good enough. Now, it may not always show up like that in the first place, but when you really break it down, it comes down to they feel they're not good enough, they're not worthy for some reason, and that's what's holding them back. They're like, who am I to be able to do whatever, to be a millionaire? I mean, how can I do that? Why, you know, how am I worthy of that? And so they get caught up on those kinds of things. And so what my job is to help them realize that is false. You know, that's just false. Because it's just as true or more true that you're good enough or more than good enough for anything that you want. I mean, there's nothing to stop you. You're connected with the juice that's created everything, so to speak. And there's nothing that you cannot manifest in your life. You know, we do create our life to I would say completely, but I mean, even if you don't believe that, to a very large degree, you really create it all. So as you clear out these mental blocks, you'll start to see the shifts. You'll see big changes. So I would say that is a big one. And then the other ones, a lot of times if people are really going for something big, they start to think that maybe it is too big for them. You know, because maybe they don't feel they have enough money, they don't have enough contacts, or they don't have the time to do it, and they've got all the limitations. Well, if I have to do that, that means I have to work really hard and do all this work, and you know, and sometimes you just need a higher idea, right? I mean, that's what this radio program is all about. It's about connecting with that higher idea, and if you don't feel like you have money, well, you know, there are people that have money that might be able to support you, or maybe there's ways to do things without having the amount of money resources you think you need. I mean, it's just so many different ways if you allow that for the creativity, but the mental blocks is usually what holds people back. The other thing I would say is I don't know how. You know, this is idea that I need to have it all figured out, otherwise I can't move forward. And you know, sometimes some people that are really successful have a lot of the ideas. A lot of times they might have a lot of ideas mapped out, but it's also very true that a number of very successful entrepreneurs had no idea how they were going to actualize what they were going to do. None when they got started. And it just took them going one step at a time and allowing, you know, the guidance to come in to tell them what the next action was. So all you need is to know what your one next step is and to take that step. And then I always take people that through that when they say they don't know what to do or how to do it, you know, it's one of the first things I do. I say, well, what's the one next clear step? And they always know what that step is. And that's really, you know, really at the end of the day, that's all you really need right now. You just need to know what the one next step is and then take that action.
Wow, that's beautiful. And I see how you, with your clients, you have them rely a lot on their intuition. And when you're always speaking of the higher idea, when a person has that higher idea and they're kind of relying on their intuition, what most of the big thinkers noticed, and I myself, is that things just happen to unfold around you, and you just have to really be open up to the signs,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you're doing the right thing.
Right. Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, it's like when you can just relax into it. That's the thing. People get so tense sometimes about what their idea is and can they do it and all that, and sometimes they get too tense about it. And if you can allow yourself just to connect with the bigger idea, realize that that idea at a very relaxed level, just acknowledge that idea and just say, hey, you know, that's for me, and keep it in front of you. Maybe just write it down and keep it all, you know, wherever you look. And when you connect with that, then just don't even worry about it, but just look at it and think if you're really taking actions to move you forward towards whatever it is that you wrote down. And because it, consistently what you hear with people that are top achievers, they write down their goals. They do write down their stuff, and they carry it around with them. I mean, they've got it, like, right on them. The people that do the best will have it really mapped out. They'll have it right in front of them. It's really clear, and they just stay clear with it. They don't sit there and worry it to death. They just keep it in front of them, and then they allow their intuition to give them the ideas. And then you get phone calls, you know. You start getting phone calls with whatever that higher idea is from people, like, out of the blue. It's like, oh, how did that happen? Well, you know, we are in an energetic field, and when you connect to those higher ideas and you're relaxed about it, you're opening up the channels for that to happen. And automatically, believe it or not, it does work. I mean, you'll start to see results. I mean, you see bigger results when you really start moving out there, but you'll even see things just showing up, dropping in your lap. And, yeah, so when the signs come in, then, you know, it's, yeah, that's really awesome. It's like, wow. It still happens with me. I still say, wow, when that happens. It's like, I'm just feels. Just like, how, yeah, part of me still says, well, how does that happen? How does that work? It's just so incredible.
Now, are there any books or mentors, training resources that you could suggest to our listeners that have helped you move to your next level? I mean, what is Dan reading?
Yeah, I read a variety of things. Actually, lately, and this might be shocking to some of your listeners, I mean, sometimes I don't read that much lately because I'm just so busy in action, doing the things I'm passionate about, doing my business. And I mean, I read things on the fly a lot of times. I read people's newsletters. I listen to radio shows, and I do get books from people, you know, that come on my show and all those kinds of things. And so I find the information that I need in the moment. I don't necessarily, I mean, I do read through books like, I mean, The Passion Test book is an awesome book. I mean, now that is a book I'm very intimately involved with, obviously, as a certified Passion Test facilitator. So anybody that is looking for a really great book, I would refer them to The Passion Test book. And you can, of course, you can get that at any bookstore, you know, all the usual places. But you could also get it at my website, again, at www.blockbusteryourpath.com. I do have it there, and you know, and I guess like so many other big thinkers, you know, Think and Grow Rich is one that comes to mind. I mean, it's one that I've read and continue to refer back to because it's so good, it's so pure. And you know, Jack Canfield is somebody that I actually like to read a lot. So I have his success strategies, and you've got so many techniques and so many ways to connect with higher ideas through his processes. It's like, it's great. So, I would say I read a wide variety. I do read a lot of, I would say, more the metaphysical type of stuff. But honestly, I mean, I have learned that, for me anyway, I don't find it necessarily always productive to, I actually, sometimes I recommend people to stop reading, because sometimes people keep reading, honestly, they keep reading the book.
Stop reading and start doing.
exactly. And I would say that's kind of more where I'm at right now. I'm in more of a doing mode, and I read things on the fly, and you know, and I just love to be able to sit down and read. I do love to do it, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't over rely on that. I mean, for me, the most powerful thing I'm a part of is the coaching that I get. I have a business coach.
Wow.
Her name is Coco Fossland, and people want to check her out. She's at www.coco.com. FOSSLAND.com, or you can just go to, I believe it's wisdomcircle.com, or I'm sorry, I'm not sure to tell you the truth, but she has another website where you, there's a community that you can become a part of. But she helps me, she also helps me with connecting with my wisdom and my intuition, and she's got the background with Fortune 500 companies, and she's very business savvy. So she brings in the best of both worlds, and the help that I get from her is really great. And then all my all the people that are part of her group are business people too, and I utilize them too to help me in my business. So I find partnering, and getting coaching is really important.
You know, and what a lot of people who start out getting their businesses together and things don't realize that even successful business owners have, you know, coaches and mentors and continuously learn. You just don't stay with what you know and that's it. You continuously learn, even if it's from, you know, new and exciting people or things that were written in the past. I'm glad that you were able to come on and share, you know, your knowledge with us and assist our listeners, and especially, you know, let them know how to reach you. But we're winding down the show. We're almost at the very end now. So we'd like to, you know, ask you, who would you like to thank?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Who is there anyone, any people that you would like to thank?
Oh, right, to thank. Right. Well, I'd like to thank you for sure. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And, you know, I want to thank my partners for this, turn hard times into the best of times, Telesummit, what we're doing. So it's at www.turnhardtimesintothebest, and I would highly encourage everybody to take a look at that. We've got phenomenal entrepreneurs that they have million-dollar coaching practices and businesses, and they've done it by relying on intuition and they will tell you about the challenges that they've gone through and the keys to success that they have utilized to become successful, and you'll get all that through the 12-step blueprint for success. So I'm so thankful because honestly, I could not have done what we've put together on my own. I could not have put it together the same way on my own. So it's like I am just so thankful to have them because they've done so much work and to help me to put this together. And then Coco Fossil, my business coach. Oh wow, absolutely phenomenal lady. Very giving, very generous. And, of course, my wife for coming up with the blockbuster thing. Wow. And then for number one, and this, she's just like the best support in my life. So she's just phenomenal. But, yeah, there's so many people I could thank. So I appreciate the opportunity to be in gratitude. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. You have just listened to Dan Hanneman from Crystal Lake, Illinois. www.blockbustyourpath.com. He's known as the Blockbuster for his transformational techniques and messages that shift a person from being blocked to realize their greatest potential. We're going to close out our interview now with, of course, a song. We're going to go with Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way, because when you listen to your intuition, you're going to do it your way.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
You're listening to Think Big Radio.